Second part of all the Mishnah Zayin. We continue the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah says that by min v'minoy, if you have something that is going to have a powerful effect on the mixture, like we said, a sourdough that's going to leaven the bread, then we always go l'chumra. If it's going to leaven it, even if it's 1 to 200, if it's not going to leaven it, then you have to have at least 1 to 100 in order for it to be bottled by truma. By min be'eino mino, l'hokel l'hachma min she'eino mino.
Yeah.
Min be'eino mino. Now, min she'eino mino, in respect to this halacha, means things that have different flavors. Yeah. Ketzad, kegoin, that's... By if it's two different flavors, then we will go by the flavor of lachuma, and lakuma is if it doesn't have the flavor, will not be recognized. Okay, so we're going to listen to this bashul madoshim. The yesh b'hem b'naisin tam. You have beans that were cooked together with lentils, and they have different flavors. So if you taste the, let's say the beans, were from truma. So if the beans gave flavor into the mixture, whether you have more than 100 or not, it's also because we pass in the tam kikar. As long as the flavor is recognized, it's bottle. Ein bem leisen tam. If you don't taste them, bein sheyish ben mahalas bechel mei bein shen ein bem laalis bechel mei muter. That whether there is 100 there or there's less than 100 there, since the tam is not recognized, and these are two different minim, two different flavors, and the gabi certain minim, it's also they're called different things. One called beans and one called lentils. So, apart since it's two different minim, once the flavor is not recognized, it's bottled. So that is the idea of min beino mino. We don't go by 100; we go by the flavor. If you have the flavor, then it's also whether it's more or less than a ratio of 1 to 100. If you don't have the flavor, then it's also mutter whether you have more or less than 100. So the whole idea that truma needs 100 is talking about min beino mino.